and share.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news and shoes.
Maranatha Assembly International, a church of worship, the word and healing.
Welcome to the Living Word Radio Broadcast. Brought to you by Maranatha International, a church of worship, the word, and healing. Join us for our Sunday services from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. For locations and to sow a seed into this radio ministry, visit our website at maranathainter.org or call 561-383-6574. 561-383-6574. Now stay tuned for today's message.
Maranatha Assembly International, a church of worship, the word and healing.
Good afternoon. This is Pastor David Ewers with Maranatha International, a church of worship, the word and healing. And I'm so thankful that I have an opportunity this afternoon just to spend some time with you and just to talk about some things. I believe that that this is a ministry that you've been looking for. For those that are single mom, for those that might have just experienced a difficult divorce, for those that are retired, or even those young people, you seem as though you've been misunderstood and you're looking for direction, you feel confused. For those that might have just received like a diagnosis from the doctor, you're not sure exactly which way to go. For those that are depressed, might have been going through some situations and you're trying to find a way out, and you seem as though you're in pretty much like in a dark room and you can't find any door. For those that are suffering from emotional hurt, I just want to talk to you for a second there. For those maybe at a crossroad and you're trying to figure out exactly which direction to go. For those that maybe have like a financial situation, having a situation paying your mortgage, paying your rent. I just want to pull up a chair and just kind of talk to you this afternoon. I believe that a lot of times you just feel like, you know, you're tired of being tired. And I believe that as we're in a place right now where we can actually walk through this thing together, I believe that this ministry is a place where you can find that refuge. I believe that I'm that pastor to help to bring purpose to your life. Here's my invitation. I invite you to destiny, not just the church, but I invite you to destiny, a place where you can build relationships, a place where you can build life, grow, and walk into your destiny through practical teachings. I want to actually, first of all, let's pray, and then we'll get right into to this discussion. Father, I thank you, Father God, for the opportunity and for just the privilege to be before your people this afternoon. Father God, we know, though, God, that I cannot do anything without you. So, Father God, you know the positions, Lord God, that the people are in. And I ask now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will bring healing, Father God, to those, Lord God, that are sick. I pray, Lord God, that you may remove that spirit of heaviness to those that are depressed. For those that have just gone through a difficult divorce, we ask now, Father, that the Holy Spirit will just come alongside of them and to bring that comfort. For those that have retired, Lord God, we ask, Father, that you, Lord God, will continue to give them purpose, Lord God, in their lives. And Father God, for those, Lord God, that have financial situations, you said, my God shall supply all my need according to his riches in glory. So, Father God, as we take this time out, Lord God, on this Monday, we pray, Lord God, Father God, that your purpose and your will, Lord God, will be known and that your will, Lord God, will be accomplished, Lord God, as we go through this discussion. We worship you and we thank you and we bless you. We give you the glory and we give you the honor. And we ask all these things in Jesus Christ and we pray. And every person says, amen. Like I said before, I'm Pastor David Ewers with Maranatha International. We're a church of worship, the word, and healing. I encourage you to call us at 561-383-6574 Or also you can revisit us on maranathainter.org. That's maranathainter.org. And I believe that this is a church where, like I said before, you can grow, you can build relationship, and you can go through practical teachings to get you in your destiny and to walk into the fullness of what God has for you. There's a scripture that says that, beloved, I wish above all things that you, that you will prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers. So God's intention is for you to prosper. Also, the scripture that says that the thoughts that he thinks towards are for thoughts of peace, meaning shalom, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. So God has an expected end for you. He desires for you to prosper in every area, in every facet of your life. But I believe that as pastors at Maranatha, we come alongside of you and to help lead you into that place where you can receive the fullness of what God has for you. Now, you know, I started off by talking about the different categories of people that I believe that is listening even now. You know, like I said before, the single mom, the divorce, the retirees, the young people, person that may be feeling sick, someone may be at a crossroad, at decisions, or you're in a financial situation. You know in your heart there's some things that you want to do, but you don't have the resources to accomplish what you want to do. You may be a dad and you're looking at your children and say, how am I going to provide for my children? I believe that there is something that we're going to talk about today that kind of shed some light on, you know, giving you some more clarity of what God wants to do in your life. Today, what I want to do is I want to start a new series on Teach Me How to Pray. Teach Me How to Pray. I want to start it today. And I believe that as you join in every Monday and you go through these series of teaching, then you can extract some things, some nuggets, some information, some knowledge from these teachings, and then you can apply it to your life. You can apply it to your business. You can apply it to that situation that seems like it's difficult. And I really believe that if we really knew how to pray, praying is a weapon, and praying is an instrument, spiritual instrument that God has given unto us for us to use to be successful in our daily lives. But a lot of times we feel like our prayer has hit the ceiling and it's come right back down. We don't see any results of our praying. But I believe if we kind of shed some light on how to pray, then you'll be able to pull yourself out of that situation where you feel confused. You can pull the situation out of when you feel sick or you feel depressed, or when you feel like you've just gone through a serious divorce and you feel like, you know, you're alone. I believe that if we understand how to pray, this will help us in our daily lives. And I believe that as we go through this series of Teach Me How to Pray, then you can use these particular information and apply it to your life. It's interesting that as we look at the life of Jesus, you know, Jesus not only said, hey, you guys over there, you go ahead and pray, but he exemplified what the fact that he was saying that we need to pray. You know, we see Jesus leaving the crowd, leaving the paparazzi, and going to a solitary place where he prays, and he prays to his Father, and he gives attention to his Father. And we see that as the disciples kind of looked at him and says, wait a minute, there is something to Jesus when he prayed. We see the results of it, and we understand that as he prayed, there was something that happened that when he prayed. So that's what I want to talk to you about, is teach us how to pray. Now in Luke chapter 11, verses 1 to 4, it reads by saying, now it came to pass as he was praying in a certain place. Who would it refer to? Talking about Jesus. Jesus was praying in a certain place. So he had a place where he would resort to, a place that he had chosen that says, hey, this is the place where I can be alone with my Father. It goes on to say, when he stopped, one of his disciples in particular said to him, Lord, teach us to pray. In other words, teach us how to pray, as John has taught his disciples. Now in verse 2, it says that, so he said to them, now Jesus responds to the disciple, and says, when you pray, say this. Now he literally kind of gave him a format. He gave him the blueprints of how to pray. Not just said to go through the Our Father's prayer verbatim, but he gave him a pattern and the tools of how your prayer should be structured. It goes on by saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our sins. For we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. We do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. It goes on to say, For thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory, forever and ever. Amen. So we understand that there is a pattern to praying. And today we want to just kind of kick off this teaching on teach us how to pray. But first of all, we just kind of go through some definitions and just kind of talk about, you know, the dynamics of prayer and some definitions of what prayer is. Now, first of all, let's turn over. I know we're in Luke 11. Let's turn over a couple of scriptures here to Luke 18. Luke 18. And let's look at verse 1. Now, he says, He spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not to lose heart. In other words, He wants us to have a lifestyle of praying. And in that praying, He wants us not to lose heart or not to faint and not to give up. Not just throw your hands up in the air and says, well, it's not working anyway. But I believe as a young person, God says, I want you to pray. As a person that have just received, gone through a divorce, I want you to get back to prayer. As a single mom, you're looking at your children, you're wondering how ends are going to meet. Hey, why don't you try praying? Those that are depressed, those that are suffering from emotional hurt, you may be in a financial crisis. Yes, you. You may be looking at the rent and you say, how am I going to pay this rent? God says, why don't you look to me? I have the resources. But if you just talk to me, have that conversation with me, then I will walk you through the situation. I believe the word of God says, He says, I am your Emmanuel. I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. You know what? Jesus loves you with such an unconditional love that He says that I want to take you out of that situation. I want to hold you by the hand and walk you systematically through this process. I know it's not easy. Pastor, you don't know what they did to me. You don't know what this transpired. Yes, yes. I may not understand fully the brevity of what happened. But I believe that if you have someone that will come alongside of you and just hold you by the hand and just walk you through this process, then it'll literally walk you into your destiny. But the thing is that we have to know how to pray, all right? We have to know who we're praying to. We have to know the ability of the person that you're praying to, you know, which is God. I believe it was Job that says, you acquaint yourself with him and he will bring you into that place where he desires for you to be. All right. So when we look at this word prayer, it's basically communion with God. It's a communication between your spirit and God where you have now a dialogue. You may have a best friend. You have a best friend that you deal with. You know, sometimes you etch out the time and you spend time with that best friend. And you say, hey, these are some of the things that I want to get off my chest. And you sit down with that best friend and then you open up and you express, hey, some of these things, hey, when I went through that divorce, that really hurt me. I mean, that really, you know, kind of shattered some things on the inside of me. Or even as a young person, you said that, you know, you're going to school and you're going to school every day. But it seems as though you seem like you're misunderstood and you want more clarity. You're confused. You know, you're sitting down, your friend and says, could you please help me? I feel confused. I'm at a place where I'm at a crossroad. I'm not sure exactly where to go. But I believe that in prayer, if teaching how to pray, it gives you an idea of a communion with God, all right, where you spend time in His very presence. Now, when we look at prayer, it gives you the idea of turning. It's the turning of the human soul to the living God. It's a turning of that human person to a living God, a living God that cares for you, a living God that wants to see you succeed. So when we talk of prayer, prayer is a dialogue. It's not just a one-way thing where you do all the talking, but it's also a time where you listen and you listen for the voice of God to lead you and to give you directions and instructions on what to do. Now, another thing about prayer. Prayer, the scripture says in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10, when it was talking about, you know, putting on the whole armor of God, it gives you the idea that prayer is a weapon because he says, we need to pray without ceasing. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 17, it also said again, you know, pray without ceasing. And we understand that prayer, when you're in dialogue with God, you are in dialogue with a God that has never failed, and he has a track record, and he has a resume of never coming up short. He has a track record of always coming true, always delivering on his promise. We understand that prayer is very powerful. You see in Acts chapter 4, verses 31, it says, as they were praying, the place shook. Think about that. When they were praying, the place literally shook. Mean that you can have access to the power of God to bring you out of that situation. A situation where you're feeling alone. You have access to the power of God. Instead of feeling confused, it gives you a sense of direction. You have access to the power of God when you pray. So he says that you were sick. You just got a diagnosis from the doctor and says, I'm not sure exactly what to do. And you're crying your eyes out. But then you can have access to prayer and says, hey, wait a minute, by Jesus' stripes, I am healed. And it brings you out of that sick situation. So prayer is very powerful. You know, just like I said, in Acts 4:31, it says they prayed and the place was shaken and the power of God was evident. In Mark chapter 9, verses 29, it says this kind goes through prayer and fasting. So when we understand the dynamics of prayer, we're able to live a more successful life, a life that is meaningful, a life that pleases God. Now, we're just kind of going through some definitions of, you know, what prayer is before we actually get into the meat of it, because what I wanted to eventually do is go through Jesus' prayer and see exactly what he said. Go through some of the men and women of God in the Word of God and how they prayed. And then we're going to also talk about the laws of prayer. Like, for instance, there's rules in how you pray. You have to understand the rules and the dynamics of how prayer should go forth. And the Word of God tells us how we should pray. It gives us a diagram. It gives us the blueprints of how we should pray. All right? So one thing about prayer is that prayer, it reveals yourself, all right? When you're praying to God, it's almost like it's revealing yourself and you're having a better picture of who you are, all right? Prayer is sending out supernatural vibrations to God. He said, that sounds kind of strange. What do you mean sending out vibrations to God? When you pray, just like in Jeremiah 33:3, it says, call unto me, and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things. All right? He promised you that. Now, prayer is also a compass. It gives you the location of where you are and where we need to go. When we're praying, it gives you, like I said before, it's a compass that gives you your location, where you are spiritually, and where you need to go. Also, prayer is a place where God says that, hey, you know, when you pray, you assist me in doing my will here on the earth. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 59, verse 16. Isaiah chapter 59, verse 16. A very interesting scripture here. Very interesting scripture here. Isaiah chapter 59, verse 16. And it says, and he saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore his own arm brought salvation for him, and his own righteousness, it sustained him. Also, let's turn over to Isaiah chapter 63, verses 5. 63, verses 5. And it reads, I looked, but there was no one to help. And I wondered that there was no one to uphold. Therefore, my own arm brought salvation for me, and my own fury, it sustained me. So God is looking for someone to come alongside of him and to help him bring to pass what he needs to bring to pass in our families, in our neighborhoods, in our lives. I tell you what, as I was spent some time in prayer, I really believe that God was talking in my heart, and he said, hey, one of the things that's lacking in our churches, lacking in our families, and lacking in our communities is praying. All right? It's praying. Because praying is what changes our family. It changes our that relationship. It changes that situation. Prayer has the propensity to change our country, to change our leaders, all right, to change this world. But he said, I'm looking for someone that will step up to the plate and pray, and pray. In Ezekiel chapter 22, verses 30, he says, I sought for a man to make up the edge. Guess what? He could not find anyone. All right? He could not find anyone. So we have to understand that praying is very important to God. And prayer is a force or a power or the energy that unlocks the treasures of heaven for the use on this earth. Let me say this again. Prayer is a force. Yes, it is a force. It is a power. It's an energy. It unlocks the treasures of heaven for use on this earth, for use in your family. And I believe that God says that I'm looking for someone that I can put myself inside of them, and when they pray to me, then I give them the results. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're facing, if you've just been taught how to pray, you can change that situation. All right? Another thing about prayer, just kind of going through the definitions, and the next week we'll go a little deeper into teaching you how to pray. Prayer brings the winning blow, the strongest power available. And a lot of times I like to watch, you know, a lot of fighting, especially like the boxing arena. You know, back in the days with the Mike Tysons and the different boxers that you come in contact with. And I remember some of the fights that even Mike Tyson, that he would, you know, he would go through the rounds, and after a while, he'll swing a right uppercut, and it lands right on the opponent's face. And all of a sudden, the opponent goes down, and then the ref says 1, 2, 3, and counts him out. That's what prayer is. Prayer brings that winning blow, all right, to that opponent or that thing that is in front of you, that mountain that's in front of you, that situation that's in front of you, all right? So I believe that as you understand prayer, then you can swing that uppercut, and you can land that blow. Also, prayer is the first step to knowing God. I've heard, you know, a lot of times, you know, I'll be listening to the radio, and so one of the common things is, I want to know God better. I want to have a deeper relationship with him. I want to grow. And I believe that if you look at someone's heart, that's generally what they want to do. They want to go to a place, so they want to go to a church where they can grow, where they can grow not just spiritually, but grow financially, grow emotionally, and grow in every facet of their life. But I believe that prayer is the first step in knowing God, first step in knowing about God, first step in knowing what God's expectations are. All right? And when we pray, then we we understand we know God at a different level. Also, prayer is the key. It's that master key to open that door. All right? You're trying to get access into a building. You're going to need that key. In that building is everything that you desire, everything that you've been praying for. But God says you need that key. And prayer is that key that opens that door. All right? Opens that door. So now you know what to do if you were divorced. You know how to handle situations if you were a single mom. You know how to navigate through life and how to live a purposeless life if you are a retiree. You know, as a young person, you know what decisions should I make if it's a life-changing decision? What colleges should I go to? All right? Because you have that key to open up that door. All right. So some of these things that I want to talk with you today, and I believe that as you're listening, you're not just listening and just listening to words, but I believe that you're listening to destiny words. You're listening to information that can help you to get from where you are to where you need to be. All right. Don't just be that person that just comes to a church and just sits down and just be a number, but be effective. All right. Pray for your family. I know you're going through situations, but a lot of times in order for us to get out of situation, we look to someone else that may be going through a similar situation and we pray for that situation for the other person. And guess what? Then God says, I'm going to work on your behalf. All right. We need to pray. We need to pray for our spouses. We need to pray for our children. We need to cover them each day. We need to pray for our community. We need to pray for our neighbors. We need to pray for our county. We need to pray for our state. We need to pray for our churches. We need to pray for the law enforcement. We need to pray for those that have the leadership, from the teachers to the mayor to every person that we come in contact with. We need to pray. And I believe that this is the season where God says, it's time for you to know how to pray. It's time to pray. It's time to bow that knees. It's time to you to get back into that place where you pray. And guess what? When you really make a concerted effort to pray, to know God and to go through to know the details about how God wants things to happen, then slowly but surely you're going to start seeing some changes, some significant changes in your life. All right? Why? Because you prayed. Because you prayed. Now, I just want to thank you for this opportunity. Sometimes when I'm talking, the time goes by so quickly. But I thank you for this opportunity to just, you know, sit here and just to conversate with you. And I believe that through this discussion and through this teaching that we have just introduced, that where you are right now, you can literally say bye-bye to it, because there's going to be a transformation in your life as you learn how to pray. As we pick apart the Lord's Prayer, as we take a look at how Jesus prayed, as we look at the laws about praying. All right, so tune in, all right, next Monday. But in the meantime, I want you to come this Sunday at 10 o'clock.
Maranatha Assembly International, a church of worship, the word and
welcome to the Living Word Radio Broadcast, brought to you by Maranatha International, a church of worship, the word, and healing. Join us for our Sunday services from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. For locations and to sow a seed into this radio ministry, visit our website at maranathainter.org or call 561-383-6574, 561-383-6574.
Maranatha Assembly International, a church of worship, the word and healing.
Do you look at life the way Jesus did? Listen to Adrian Rogers.
Shakespeare said that life is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. Well, that's what some people feel about life. But Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and have it abundantly.
Love Worth Finding at 8:30 a.m. and p.m. on WCNO.
Heaven inside.